Our reading this evening is from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13. And as Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given in you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your way is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. We have before us a tough reading, tough teachings, hard sayings from Jesus. But the final word, as is the final word of Jesus always, is that of salvation. The one who endures to the end will be saved. It's a call, as a lot of things are, especially as we're nearing the end of the church year, to endurance, to keep pressing on, to endure, to not be so weary, to wake up, to be on the alert. So as you're hearing about and maybe thinking about some of the things that you are enduring in your body, in your families, in the life, you can kind of hear some of the things that the disciples were told by Jesus that they have to endure. So the temple is the central scene at the beginning of the reading. They come out of the temple. And I don't think we can get a full appreciation for how beautiful this building was. There's two temples. There's the one that Solomon built, and it was just amazing. Magnificent. This is the second one. For that first one, as beautiful and powerful as it well as it was, it fell too. This is the second one built by Herod, and this is just beautiful. I mean, just think of some of the most beautiful buildings that you can think of, so that you have an idea of what the disciples are picturing. This is Jesus coming out of the temple, and the disciples say, "What a beautiful building! What a powerful structure! What a magnificent thing for God." And Jesus says, it's going to be gone. Not one stone will be left upon another. Some of the early readers of St. Mark are experiencing this. This happens about 40 years after Jesus' death. The entire city of Jerusalem is ransacked, destroyed. One of the most horrific events. We kind of think in our memories of like the Holocaust. So that's our lifetime-ish. People for their lifetime would be thinking of the destruction of Jerusalem for years to come. Endurance, right? But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Jesus keeps going on. And it just seems to keep getting worse. Many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and they will lead many astray. Verse 6. So false teaching. Many people are going to be led astray to false messiahs, false Christ. You hear wars and rumors of wars. Don't be alarmed. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famine. These are just the beginning of the birth pains. And then some of these things that are happening out there are now going to be happening to you. Be on your guard, for they'll deliver you over to councils. You'll be beaten in synagogues. You'll stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. Brother against brother, father against child, child against his father. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved.
We've seen all these things.
Isn't it amazing?
But we still him. I mean, you know, I guess, given what's kind of...
What is left? What is left?
Endure.
The only thing that is left is Jesus coming back.
You know, we're seeing that now. They could possess out there in California and out there where they had them earthquakes and now forest fires. And, you know, say when you come back, it's going to be destroyed by fire.
Yeah, yeah.
The next time, you know.
Yeah. You know what?
We see it happening now.
It's always a reminder that we've been living in the end times for about 2,000 years. And, you know, many in various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, Hebrews says, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. This is the time we're living in. We've just been living in it for 2,000 years. So how long then, you can kind of think about that, how long has the church, how long have your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ had to endure rejection, endure persecutions, endure hatred, you know, not just because of who they were, but because of who Jesus is. Hatred for the sake of Christ. Hatred for the sake of his name. But Jesus, of course, in the midst of all these words, has some pastoral encouragement for us. He's a good shepherd. So he's got words like, "Do not be alarmed," right? I mean, how surprised are we sometimes? And we shouldn't be, right? When people fail us, when we fail ourselves, when we sin, when the world is falling apart, you know, how tempted are we to be alarmed? And don't be alarmed. These things must take place. And if they must take place, then who's behind it all? You know, he's saying this must take place. Who's behind it all? Our Lord is. You know, he has everything in his hands. This must happen this way. He has another wonderful word of encouragement, which is to his disciples, when they deliver you over and you are getting ready to bear witness, to proclaim something, do not be anxious. Don't be worried. For the words that you speak will be that of the Holy Spirit. I mean, what a joy, right? You're gathered here, and the words that you're hearing aren't my words. They are words of the Holy Spirit. And when you speak words of scripture to your friends and to your family or to those who don't believe in Jesus or don't come to church or couldn't care less about it, those are not your words. Those are words of the Holy Spirit. And when you come to church, you're receiving the Spirit-filled body and blood, the comforter, the advocate, the one who stands by your side and who preaches to you and who loves you, the Spirit of comfort and truth. Don't be anxious, for the one who endures to the end will be saved. And I want you to kind of notice a couple of things here. Look at verse 9. And look at all of the verbs on there too. So be on your guard. And then look at the verb right after there. For they will deliver you over to the councils. You will be beaten in the synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. Now Jesus is here speaking to his disciples. But if I were to come up here and preach something about one who was delivered over and one who was beaten and one who stood before the governors and kings' sake and proclaimed the truth, who would you think I was speaking about? Jesus, right? He receives all these things. And the disciples, of course, and the Christian church, you, we simply bear witness to the one who did these things. The one who was delivered over for our sake, so that we might be delivered over to the Father's hands, always be with them. The one who was beaten, so that by his stripes we might be healed. The one who stood to bear witness to the truth, so that we might stand in God's presence as his children. And the one who bears witness, because we are surrounded by lies in ourselves and in the world, but we might have the truth, and the truth might set us free. So endure to the end is the Christian message. And not an endurance that you build on your own strength, right? Because you'll fail. I was, the endurance to the end, I was visiting Miss Marie tonight, and I was not very smart because after I got done visiting her, I went forward to try and turn around. You know, it's been raining the last few days. I got stuck, real stuck. And what did I try and do? And what'd that do? I spun my tires and I got deeper and I got deeper and I got deeper. The one who endures to the end, right? I mean, if that was going to be up to me, I was going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. I had to call a rescuer. Mr. Boulder came and he hooked me out, right? No, he brought his car and he hooked the rope up to it and he pulled me right out and spun it right around and I was good. Oh, I'm so thankful.
That's the. Like you was in quicksand.
That's right.
The more you spend, the deeper you went down.
It is. I mean, and so that's so. It's so very important for the Christian not to hear those words as, I got to try harder, you know. No, you know, we endure as the ones who have been rescued, the ones who have Jesus with us forever and ever. Beautiful text. Other thoughts from this text or from me getting stuck in the driveway? Yeah.
Always talk about the scripture.
Yeah.
But you actually see that as you go old and what they are talking to you about in the scripture.
Yeah. There it is. It's right there. You know, and it's a good text to hear the Wednesday after the Tuesday election, right? You know, for those who are tempted to put their hopes in kingdoms or nations. What beautiful building this is. And Jesus says not one stone will be left upon another. And maybe that's where we're going with our country too. And who knows? But Jesus will be there. Wherever we are. Other thoughts from this text?
God brought to you the gospel was first proclaimed to all of us.
Yeah.
Not just all.
Yeah.
I would, you know, try to do it now. Someone would die for it.
That's right. That's right.
What did she read?
She said, verse 10, the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. Just kind of our Lord's love for everyone. And that necessity of bearing witness. So Jesus says, you know, you will bear witness before them in verse 9, but that witness is the gospel, and that witness is to everyone, and that witness is to all nations. She said, she also said too, and some people are willing to die for it in other parts of the world.
Johnny always used to say, and this too will pass.
Yeah.
You know, so everything that you don't be anxious about, nothing. And because it's going to pass.
Yeah.
You know, don't be anxious about it. Right. Put no worry in it because you're wasting your time. It's all going to, you know,
that's right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
This too will pass.
Yeah. Don't be alarmed. Don't be anxious. I mean, these are words. These are words of calm for our Lord Jesus to give to us. Well, let's rise and let's pray.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, by your bountiful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness, we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, we thank you that as we endure, you hold our hand as we run this race, that you stand by us while we run this race, that we know in confidence that we don't run this race in vain. So hear us as ones who are in your presence this evening to bless and defend us, to give us endurance to the end, to always see salvation as present here among us in you, and salvation as coming in the future when you take us out of the valley of sorrow and the valley of the shadow of death. Hear us as we pray for your holy church throughout all of the world, for those who are persecuted for the sake of the gospel, for all pastors in Christ, all Christians who suffer that persecution, for our country, for the kingdom in which we live in, for our places of work and our families and friends and communities, and those that we now name with our hearts and voices. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.